This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I'm going to close with a story that I think speaks of it, not in a dramatic way. It's just a simple story that I think some of you have heard me tell before. Annie and I went to Cincinnati Christian University with a young man that I met as a freshman, and I said to him, "Tell me your story. How did you happen to come to this school? Why are you here as opposed to anywhere else?" He told me a story that he said, "My parents told me that if I would go to a state university in Ohio, they would pay the bill. If I went to UC, if I went to Miami, if I went to Ohio State in Columbus, OU in Athens, if I went to Kent State, went to Bowling Green, that they would pay the way." And he said, "But when I told them that I wanted to go to this college in Cincinnati to prepare for the ministry, they said, 'You're on your own. You're on your own.'" And it's sad. And I don't say that they were evil. I'm not saying they're wicked because they did that. They just did it. Now, here's the part of the story that some of you will remember. Come with me 25, 30 years later when that young man who's now in the ministry gets a phone call from mom one day. "Dad just died. Son, I'd like for you to do your dad's funeral." Isn't that interesting to go full circle like that? The dad who said, "I'm not paying a dime for you to go," and didn't pay a dime for him to go, was the one that whose son then presided and preached his own dad's funeral. You find any irony in that? I do. You find anything in that story that just kind of pulls at your heart? I do. And I'm not saying, again, they were evil people or wicked people, but is it possible that they were trying to inadvertently, not intentionally, unintentionally, stifling the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God was at work in that young man's life, and he says, I really feel called to go in the ministry. I really feel called to be used of God, but no, you go to OU, you go to OSU, you go to Miami, you go to UC, we'll take care of the bill, but not there. Not at that school. I've always remembered that. It really made such a deep impression on me because I had parents who wanted me to go to the school. I had parents who said, "We support you in this decision." He had parents who said, "We do not support you in this decision spiritually." Here's my question. What's going on in your life right now, 2013? You're the only one who knows the answer. It's quenching the Spirit of God. Is it a relationship? Is it a habit? Is it an ongoing thing in your life? Something that you know in your spirit is quenching, is suppressing, like fire suppression, suppressing the Spirit of Almighty God in your life. And my admonition is this: face it and deal with it. And deal with it in the name of Christ. Decide today that you're going to be a person who's not going to quench the Spirit of God. You're not going to live your life in such a way that everything that happens, every thought that is thought, everything that's read is something that stifles and suppresses the Spirit of God. But I'm going to let the Spirit work in my life and give the Lord permission. Lord, you have permission to guide me, to speak truth into my life, to help me to be the man or woman you meant me to be. Not the society demands me to be, but what you meant me to be. What a difference it could make. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us today about not quenching the Spirit. That's a temptation that all of us face. Every man in this room has things in his life that stifles or quenches his Spirit. Every woman, perhaps, that's here today, something in her life that's quenching, suppressing, dousing the Spirit's work in her life.
Well, let me ask you an honest question. Is there something in your life that's quenching or suppressing the Spirit of God in your life? My guess is you probably know what it is. Would you deal with that in the power and in the authority of Christ today? God bless you, my friend, and thank you for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.